And Paul was lucky enough to have a chat with the guys earlier about restructuring, getting healthier parking, and one of the big questions is William Hunt away as well. So he's just making his way around. You're right there. That's all right. Now, this is a weekly briefing from the council that you go to.
Yes, that's right. Normally Friday mornings, but this week, Thursday morning, just okay. The way it goes. Suits me as well, because I'm not here tomorrow.
And we've got restructuring, getting healthier, parking, William Hunt away. So do you want to kick off with the... What are you going to kick off with?
Yeah, well, that's the briefings are held by the leader of the council, Councillor Barry Aspinall, and he goes through a few subjects where he just updates us about new things that are happening within the council and things that might affect the borough. And so on. And the first thing was that there's been a restructuring at the top. We used to have just a chief executive who was in charge of the the kind of like the civil service, the nuts and bolts of the council. And then I won't pretend that I know exactly what happened after that, but they appointed a joint chief executive who shared the role between Brentwood Borough Council and Essex County Council. And it was no surprise that that person wasn't down at Brentwood very much, because obviously they were looking after Essex as well, which is a much bigger affair. And then they had a managing director as well, and a managing director and a chief executive are two different things if you're in business. There is kind of there is a slightly different role. One is a little bit more day-to-day hands-on than the other. So cut a long story short, all the senior management roles are being restructured at the council. The idea is to streamline the management, hopefully make some savings, although there's no figures for that at the moment. And the current managing director, Alison Crow, she's was offered to apply for the new role of chief executive, and she's decided not to do so. And she's negotiating an exit from the council, which is currently being done. So we don't really want to say too much, partly because we don't have the specific details about it. But this is all part and parcel of Brentwood Borough Council trying to restructure what they've actually got at the top level. But the council is in the market for a new chief executive.
Right.
And at the moment, Joanne Ireland is the acting chief executive, the ace. I think the council are very conscious about money and so on. They're not going to pay big salaries to somebody who's going to come in and do the job and that kind of thing. But obviously, they need to pay enough to get someone with good calibre as well. So it's, the new administration are looking at positive things that they feel that they can bring to the management structure and make it a little bit more streamlined as well.
Yep.
Okay, something we can all relate to a little bit more.
What? You're going to talk about getting healthier, are you?
Yeah, something we can all relate to just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Is getting healthier. And this is actually something that the council wants to do internally for now, for certain. And Barry and also I know Graham Clark is a cyclist. They're both cyclists and they cycle to work and they want everybody cycling to work.
Yeah.
I was there with the press officer, Leona, who didn't seem so keen about cycling to work. And I've done the cycle from Billericay to Brentwood. I've done it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Did it at the Strawberry Fair, actually. Spent most of the day recovering.
Yeah.
Because part of the problem is that Brentwood is in the highest... The town hall is on the highest part of Brentwood.
Yeah.
It's on a bit of a plateau. I think it's something like... It might be as much as 100 metres above sea level, which is quite a lot. I live in the bottom end of Billericay myself, and that's about 20 metres above sea level. So it's about 7 miles from my house to the town hall, but you're climbing all the time.
Yeah.
And it took me 47 minutes to get to the Strawberry Fair and about 30 minutes to get home. Because there's that many hills basically, and they're mostly all in one direction as well. So this is something that Barry wants to encourage the staff to do, to get them a little bit healthier. There's about 350 staff at the council at the moment. Can't say how many people will take it up, but what he wants to encourage is that the staff can lease bikes and then obviously cycle to work, and maybe at the end of the lease they can then buy the bike.
Do they have showers at the council?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, they They need to, don't they? They probably do. You'd be surprised how many buildings do have showers where you don't expect them. So there's a good chance, yeah, if not. Anyway, I was with other people from the press, and I was sitting next to Piers from the Bremen Gazette, Piers Mailer. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to take credit for this, but he said, oh, instead of Boris bikes, then we're going to get Barry's bikes, are we?
So
we got there first. Barry's bikes. So this is Barry's bike scheme. So he wants to get all of his staff on their bike, cycling to work, and then hopefully, if it happens, we'll have some statistics about how many hours, how many kilowatts has been generated and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's, again, it's positive. It's it would be nice, as a cyclist, as a very occasional cyclist, it would be nice to fix all the roads so that they're safe to cycle on.
Yes.
It'd also be nice to educate drivers. I'm asking a lot here, to educate drivers so that they don't drive within, like, 2 inches of you when you're going down the road. But there's a lot of raised ironworks as well, so you're in a tiny little channel when you're cycling sometimes, and you see a great big grate and you have to slow down for it because the car on your right isn't going to let you swerve around it, you know. So it's a little bit scary, but you know, good luck to you if you can do it.
I thought of a room they could have in the council, just fill up with council workers all on bikes and getting all the energy, and then we can use it to keep the lights on.
That's a brilliant idea.
That's a good idea, isn't it? Well, it keep them fit, you know, do a bit of an extra hour, just go in and cycle and generate some electricity.
Well, I'm going to put that at the next press briefing.
Thank you.
I'm not quite sure, as an unelected representative, how much decision making I can actually do, but we're going to give it a try. Okay, but yeah, certainly that was good. So, we'll wait and see what happens with that, but again, proposal stage, but it's something that he's looking to implement.
Now, parking in Brentwood is always a bit of a sore subject with all of the shops and everything else. So what's happened with that?
Well, Barry's party, the Liberal Democrats and other opposition parties, have been proposing nighttime charges for a long time. The idea is that we have a situation in Brentwood where you pay during the daytime. So if you're a shop worker or a shopper, then you have to pay. Mm. And it's quite expensive. We've had discussions on air about how expensive it is compared to other places and so on, and it's the prices have gone up and down and that kind of thing. Now, if you arrive after 7 o'clock in the evening, you can park for free until 6 o'clock, and the ruling accords now say they don't like that, because what is effectively happening is the daytime people are subsidising the nighttime people, who are generally coming into Brentwood for a good time.
Yeah.
You know, nothing wrong with coming into Brentwood for a good time. People should do it more. But we then do get this situation where people just come along and they park for free. But if you go to Southend, for example, you have to pay £2 or £3 to park if you're there. And you do at a lot of places as well. So I think it's kind of expected that there is some kind of modest charge. And the council are looking to introduce a charge of £2 for the night, and they're going to be trialling this for 6 months, possibly around October. So the idea is, this isn't going to be a fundraising exercise for the council, which I know that a lot of councils do get criticised because people just think they put up parking and, you know, parking tickets and that kind of thing just to raise money for the council. Well, you know, everything is to raise money for everything else, isn't it? But they say it's not a tax. Again, Piers sitting on my left said, is this a TOWIE tax? It's not a tax. This is subsidising. What's going to happen is people are going to pay to use the car parks at night, and then the prices, hopefully, will be reduced during the daytime so that it's going to remain cost neutral. The idea is to take the burden away from the daytime people
but don't most people just park when you come into anywhere? If I was going into London, or if I was going anywhere, even in Brighton, and you can park after six, you just park on a yellow line, don't you? So you can park. It's not, we haven't got any red routes out here, have we? So how many people use the car parks?
Well, we're
the
talking
evenings?
About town centre. I suppose if you're going to go to the Sugar Hut, or if you can have a meal in the high street, then you're not going to find a road with a single yellow line on it. You'd have to walk some distance to it. Yeah, you're right. If you're visiting somebody's house, it's near the station, and you go in the evening, then yeah, you wouldn't need to park to pay for that. But this is specifically, I think, to get the customers and businesses in the town centre to just share the burden a little bit with the people who are using the town centre during the rest of the day, which they say, and I don't disagree with this, they say it's just fairer. So I think that's just spreads the cost a little bit more.
Now, William Hunt Way.
Yeah, this is, I don't really want to go through all the aggravation of this over the last 10 years, because it's a subject we've covered a lot on Phoenix FM. The Accord are looking at the whole position of William Hunt Way. They were in total opposition to what the Conservatives did when they were in power. Now they've formed a working group on this. Russell Quirk is in charge of it, and he is robustly probing and looking to take William Hunt away forwards. Now, what that means is I don't have any specific news about what the council are going to do about it, other than that they are setting up a working group and they are asking people, including interested third parties from outside the council, to take part. And what they mean by that is not just residents who live nearby, but people outside the council who may be able to bring some interest and expertise into it, so that the council have got more of a skills bank to draw from, if you like. So these people won't vote, but they'll make recommendations, which of course the council can look at. Now, this is something that the council are going to do with other working groups that are doing, such as Crossrail and so on. So what they've decided to do, and they did this week with the Audit and Scrutiny Committee, they've set up this working group. They're going to investigate the mistakes that have been made over the last 10 years of William Hunt Away, because what they want to do, and it is a cliche, they want to learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
So they want to make sure whatever happens with William Hunt Away going forward is in the best interest, that it's properly consulted with the people in the town, and we get something that hopefully the majority of people think is going to be of benefit.
What would you like to see on William Hunt Away, besides a fantastic new building for Phoenix with underground parking, maybe a few studios?
I would love to see half the town knocked flat and some kind of big continental style plaza with fountains, statues, street cafes, things like that. Bring a little bit of Europe into Brentwood. I know that's a bit of a touchy subject, but you know, the kind of thing that you get in every little town on the continent, you know, it'd be fun. You just don't get it in England. You know, it could double up as a market square, or part of it could, but I think we had a big opportunity when they did a lot of rebuilding at the west end of the high street about 5 or 6 years ago. They could have done something like that, and it would be fantastic just to make this great big focal point. You could get these 3 or 4 story buildings on every side as well, pavement cafes. I know it rains 300 days a year here as well, but you know, there'll be some today. It'd be a nice day to sit out and you know, watch the fountains and admire statues of Brentwood's great people.
The cinema is definitely not something that you would have wanted to have seen there.
I have to admit, I'm not a big fan of cinemas anyway. I liked the old one up at the Chapel High, as it was then, the Baytree Centre, because it kind of reminded me of the concrete jungle of the 60s that we all grew up in, or some of us grew up in anyway.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that, but I don't like these new multiplexes. It'd be funny, you know. Who wants to spend £12 going to the cinema anyway?
Just sit at home on your Well, you've got children. Tablet. If you take the children with you, it's even. Don't go anywhere near the confectionery, kids. I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah, they don't. They don't provide creche facilities there and stuff like that. I've tried to get the staff there to look after the kids, and they won't do it.
You've only got the 3.
Yes, quite. Anyway, moving on. There was just one more thing as well, but there was, again, not a lot of news with this, but they're looking at a refurbishment and I think the 21st century word is a reimagining of the town hall. There's areas in the town hall which are, you know, empty or in need of refurbishment, and they could do stuff with it, maybe generate a bit of income. Something that the Accord parties have talked about for a long time. Phil Minor, Lib Dem councillor, is now in charge of this, and Barry is helping him with that as well. So again, lots of news of things that are going to be happening, but no real concrete behind it. But you know, given their dues, I've only been there a couple of weeks, so a few weeks now. So every week now, there is more news coming out about how they're looking to change Brentwood for the better. And I also heard quite a few things about things that are planned for 2015, which I've written on here, not for publication, so I can't mention it.
All right,
but they're really exciting.
Oh, good,
really exciting. So it's good. Yeah, a lot of good times ahead for the town. Fingers crossed.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much to Paul. Don't forget you'll be back in again next week.
Yeah, Friday next week.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, well, you will be back in because you own the place and you're in all the time. I mean, you'll be in with this.
Don't remind me.
Well, that's nice. Right, we'll have a bit of Robert Palmer. I'll be back with some ads after this.